outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to the show.
Hello.
It's a Monday and it's July 16th.
July 16th.
Good morning, Brigetta.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Really freaking tired.
Really?
Yes.
It's the first time I've seen you with glasses and it really suits you, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it looks nice.
Thanks. I think I'm blind as a bat.
Like a little, like a teacher or something.
Oh, jeez.
Or a secretary.
Here we go. Awesome.
Yeah, so you usually wear contacts, huh?
I do, yeah.
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 Do you like them? I mean, does it, doesn't bother you or anything?
Contacts? No, I wear them all the time. Though my eyes are really acting up allergy-wise, so I took them out.
Yeah.
So that's why, hence.
Yeah, I know. That sucks sometimes, you know. Oh, but I need to get back to contacts, man.
Yeah?
Yeah. But like I told you, I need to see, like, different distances, so I don't think it would help me that much. I don't know. I don't know what the hell is going on, man. But I sure don't like the glasses, let me tell you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm exhausted. I went away over the weekend.
Exhausting weekend and everything?
It was really fun. It was relaxing, but it was exhausting and the same. But it was cool. I did a lot of different things and tried to relax, but my didn't really relax too much. But, long drive back.
Yeah,
I literally just drove in, and I'm really tired, but
yeah,
it's okay.
You don't know what it's like to relax, you know?
No, not really.
You're too on the move all the time.
Yeah, I know.
Well, at least we've been having great weather, you know? It hasn't been too hot.
Is it
too hot for you?
It's not.
You like hot, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I really like
summer.
Hot. I don't. Right. I haven't really been here, so I don't know what it's been like here.
Right.
But
like
where
85, 90, which is not bad. You
where
know?
I mean, it was 100.
When you compare it to other places, man.
Yeah.
And today it's kind of overcast. It's probably not going to go above 75 or 80. So we're really lucky, you know. We're really lucky with the weather. I know it's icky for you, but I don't like 100 degree weather. You know, it's too much.
Yeah.
Too much. So we're going to have an author calling in a few minutes.
Okay.
And we're going to talk to her about her book. And also, I think she's part of a cause or something. So we're going to talk to her about that as well.
What cause?
What cause? I think something like
cause?
Against. Well, I'm trying to remember.
Okay, yeah.
I think violence against women or something like
okay.
that. So we're going to talk to her about that. That sounds pretty relevant. I
Got
think
it.
There's a lot of violence going on against women, you know, and abuse and things like
yes.
that, you know. So that's not a good thing, man.
No, that's absolutely not a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, so I imagine the weekend wasn't that great for Sylvester Stallone.
Why?
Did you didn't hear the news? You probably
his son died, right?
His son died at 36.
Yeah, how?
On Friday. They're not saying. They're not saying because I think they haven't figured it out yet. They're going to do like toxicology, I guess, and see what's going on.
That's just really sad.
Isn't that like devastating?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, it's like 36 years old. The man is like got plans and stuff. He was going to produce and direct. And he was actually engaged to be married.
He took that long to produce and direct. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah.
I'm just, what were you doing the rest of your time?
Well, who knows, you know, but when you're the son of Sylvester Stallone, you're
right.
really not under a lot of pressure.
True.
Or maybe you are, I don't know, to top your dad, you know?
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, I just feel like if I was the son of someone huge, I would be producing at a very young age.
You think so?
Oh, absolutely.
But maybe, you know, I mean, you don't know what their childhood is like, you know. I would imagine some of them, their childhood is not that easy.
I guess so.
Even though it looks that way, you know. You have that pressure of like, you know, being as famous as your dad and, you know, trying to be as successful at least.
And I hear that and I see that, but I also think it would be easier in a way. And like, if you asked your father, hey, I want to start producing and whatnot, I mean, he would set it up.
Yeah. For sure, you know, but I think there's, yeah, but there's probably pressure to be even better, you know.
Yeah.
I don't know. But it's a very sad story, you know, and I posted on Facebook, you know, it's like I think about it and there's nothing worse than burying your own kid, you know. I mean.
Can't even imagine.
Yeah, yeah. It's, you know, I don't know, more than devastating. I can't imagine something like this, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, your life is never going to be the same. You know, I mean, they're saying Stallone is devastated and grief-stricken, which is what you would expect. You
yeah.
know? And
absolutely.
But I guess this is from his first marriage, right? Was,
I don't know.
Yeah, his son Sage's mother is Sasha, and I don't think that's the wife that Sylvester is married to now. You don't know who's he's married to now?
No, I have no idea.
Yeah.
How many? I'm like trying to figure that. How many marriages has he had?
I don't know. I yeah, think I three or something.
Okay.
You know,
really
I remember with Bridget, what was her name? That tall.
Oh yeah, model, right?
Yeah, the model. Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Bridget something. I can't remember her last name, but she was. Yeah, she was like.
Not in Monahan.
A lot of crazy. No.
No. Okay.
She was on crazy shows on TV and she was like a model, you know.
But, yeah.
But I mean, you can imagine he's short and she was really tall. They look kind of ridiculous together. but yeah, you know, there's a picture of his brother Frank Stallone here. They look so much alike.
How
it's
many
amazing.
Kids do they have?
Oh no, I'm talking about Sylvester
oh,
Stallone's brother. Yeah.
How many Stallone. Kids do they have?
I don't know. I have no idea. Hmm. They're not releasing a lot of
information.
Yeah.
Hmm. You know.
And, yeah, they're reminding us here that Mary Osmond's son died at 18, remember?
I do remember
when
that.
When he jumped off a building and stuff.
That's just so crazy.
I know. So, you know, I mean, look, well, we don't know that Sylvester Stallone's son committed suicide
right.
or anything. But who knows? Maybe he was involved with drugs or, you know, you don't just die at 36. But then again, sometimes people do.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
God, that's just so sad, you know?
I know. It's terrible.
Mm.
So are you ready for the Olympics?
It is what it is. I don't really care.
Yeah, you don't care about it.
I don't give a shit at all, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
You see, I look at it and I go, well, you know, this is a way for the world to actually get along, you know.
Yeah.
And it shows that people, when they do things together, they create amazing things, you know.
Right.
Usually, like, the opening ceremonies are just, like, amazing, you know, everything's synchronized perfectly. And you go, God, how can people do this, you know?
Right.
And then I sit there, you know, and you see these people compete and stuff. And you go, you know, we could get along if we wanted to, for crying out loud. You
right.
know? But it doesn't happen, so we have to be at war. And, you know, and, but, I mean, can you imagine the security nightmare that this would be in London?
You know what they're saying? It's really scary that,
yeah.
you know, they say that there's, like, going to be all this, I don't know, I forget who predicted it. Something crazy is going to happen to the Olympics, so they say, whatever, I'm staying far away from it.
Really?
But you know what's crazy is my uncle's one of the main cameramen.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For NBC?
I guess.
Yeah, NBC's
whoever. He does it every Olympics.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, how
so
cool.
it's cool
so
for
you
him.
Get to be right there, yeah.
Yeah, he's one of the main camera guys, so.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. If you had a chance to go to the Olympics, would you go? I mean, to
not
get
this
in
year.
And stuff?
No.
Not this year?
You know what? I don't even care.
Yeah.
I just don't care.
I know. Like I said, I'm not into sports, but it's once in 4 years you get to see people diving and swimming and
see, here's the thing.
Things like that. You know?
Here's what I say.
Yeah.
Summer Olympics, boring as shit. Winter Olympics, okay. okay.
You see, for me, it's the opposite. I don't get into the Winter Olympics.
I want to see tricks on skis, bobsledding, snowboarding. That stuff's cool. X
yeah.
Games, freaking love it. You know,
yeah.
that's some talent, you know.
Yeah, the extreme
swimming,
games, right?
Who the fuck cares about swimming? I mean, you're fucking boring. You're just swimming in a line, so
okay.
I don't care.
Right.
I know.
Maybe we need to explain it to you.
I just don't care. It's like, so you're fast,
yeah.
So you run around a track. So?
Yeah, but they're pushing, you know, they're pushing human endurance to the
yeah.
to the limit, you know.
I just
it's
don't
pretty,
care.
Admirable.
Yeah.
I mean, you're into, you know, being active and stuff
absolutely.
Like that.
Absolutely.
But you're not that into sports, though, right?
I am very into sports.
Are you
I
really?
Just don't care about boring sports.
Right, okay. So those are boring for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to have contact sports.
Okay.
Otherwise, to me, it's not considered a sport.
I see, okay.
It's considered a hobby.
A hobby, yeah.
I mean it. I don't know.
Wow.
I know. I have issues, but it's okay. At least I admit it.
Yeah. And I guess, you know, I mean, I guess London is just being flooded with people. and people are complaining and shit, you know. But what are you going to do? You know, it brings a lot of economic assistance to the place, wherever they're holding it.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember our Olympics here in 1984 in L.A., you know, and, you know, people flooded the city, but then everybody that lives here left. So the city was empty during the Olympics.
Wow.
Believe it or not, you know. You weren't here that
no.
time, huh?
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Had you ever even been born then?
I don't know if I was, actually. I'm thinking about it.
What year were you born?
And I'm 78.
Oh, okay. So you had been born already. It was in 84.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was thinking. Was it 82? Yeah, it was 84. I don't
84,
remember.
Yeah. You're so young, goddamn you.
I am not. Thanks.
You are. Born in 78. Wow. That's cool. That's cool. Your birthday is on Christmas, right?
Yep, Christmas Day.
Yeah. That sucks because nobody ever works then. And so how are people going to wish you happy birthday and Merry Christmas
Thanks
at the same
for
time.
Rubbing it in.
Yeah, well, thank goodness for Facebook and everything.
Yeah, you know? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that. But I mean, also, it's, it depends where I am. Like, I have a lot of friends that will go out. If I'm back home, mm-hmm. I have friends that go out with me that same night. It's really big to go out actually on Christmas night, like to the bars and stuff there. So I have a party there on Christmas night. And then here in LA, if I stay here, I have friends that come over. So
yeah,
it always works out.
Nice,
and then I have
a
party, you know, a month before beginning of August or beginning
before.
Of December. Yeah. So I'm good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Party all night.
Party all night, let me tell you.
I want to party all the time.
The Olympics are starting on July 27th, I think.
Are they?
Something like that, yeah. And, so you don't care. I won't talk to you about it anymore.
Well, I can listen. I just, you know.
Well, I'm not here just to talk, you know.
I mean, you know, you're looking forward to it. What's the event that you're into?
I like the diving, actually.
I like
diving a lot because it's like, it's really like an art form almost, you know? I mean, it's graceful and, I don't know, it's interesting because it's not a sport that you see every day.
Right.
You know? So I like that. The swimming school, what else? I guess triathlons, decathlons. I don't know if I'm that into that, but yeah, I don't know. It's fun. Just in general, it's like a celebration. So, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. So, I guess more people are coming out and saying that they were abused by Jerry Sandusky.
Really?
Yeah. There's three men that just came out. They said...
interesting.
Abused them in the 70s and 80s, man. I mean, this guy's been doing this for a long fucking time.
Wow.
You know? I mean, can you imagine spending the rest of your life in jail?
No.
Wouldn't you just fucking kill yourself?
Yes. Yes, I would.
Yeah. I don't know if it's easy to kill yourself in jail, though. You know,
yeah, that's
they take away a lot of things from you, you know?
Yeah, we were talking about this actually recently. A friend of a friend did some crazy stuff. And who was it? A friend of a friend or someone in general? I can't remember. Maybe they were watching on TV and someone like... Yeah, they were watching on TV or something. And someone like... got in trouble for like life and then popped like a ton of pills.
In court, right?
Yeah.
I saw that. I don't know what his name is, but they showed it on TV last week.
Yeah, and it was something recently, right?
Yeah, and he just swallowed something in court and died.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess
but
I would do that
before he went to jail.
Yeah.
I know, huh? Like prepare for a guilty verdict.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, no, he was told the verdict, then he swallowed it, and then he like had a heart attack and died, and
yeah,
have to go to
that's
jail.
What I'm saying. You take it with you to court, and if you get a guilty verdict, you just fucking go, man.
Crazy, man. Freaking crazy.
Wow.
Yeah.
I know. People are crazy, man. Mm-hmm. But you know what? It's like, why can't you just live a normal life? You know?
I don't know.
It so hard for him to figure out that it was wrong what he was doing all these years? You know. But maybe to him, you know, I also think, you know, when you start doing something so much, it's like you convince yourself, you know. Here's our guest. Let's see. Good morning. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello. This is Kimberly.
Hi, Kimberly. How you doing?
I'm okay. I have static on my line.
I know. Do you want to try and call back, Kimberly?
Yeah, I'll try. I'll try right now.
Okay, thanks. Yeah, I know.
It was bad.
Yeah, it was bad. But, you know, it used to be that people didn't like when callers be on the cell phone. But today everybody's using
right.
the cell phone.
What exactly.
are you gonna do? But it doesn't sound great on the radio for some reason. I don't know why.
Yeah, but no one has landlines anymore.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
So it's crazy. But so let's see if we can bring her up here. I have her profile on Facebook, but I don't have Facebook open. So she'll remind us about what's going on. What else? Okay, well, I just want to leave the other stuff for after we talk to her.
Okay.
But there she is. Hi, Kimberly.
Hi, that's much better.
Yeah, it is a little
better.
Yeah. So, Kimberly Johnson, you called us from where?
From Sonoma.
Oh, Sonoma, California. That's like mm-hmm. wine country, right?
Yes, it is.
Oh, wow.
Nice.
Do you guys drink
lots
a lot of wine?
Of
yeah? Do you guys drink a lot of wine up there?
Well, actually, I'm not, I don't really drink very much wine, so it's kind of funny that I live in the middle of wine country.
Yeah, I know.
But on occasion, I do like to enjoy it. In fact, the other day, I just took a tour of the Korbel Champagne Winery.
Nice.
So that was actually pretty cool.
That's
yeah.
pretty cool.
I know, it's cool, even if you don't drink the wine, you know, because I don't drink wine, but we went to a few wineries a couple months ago, and it's really cool, you know, I mean, it's a nice environment.
It is, and it's really beautiful, and it's fascinating to find out how wine is made and stored and you know, all the different things that go along with it.
Yeah, I
but
know.
It's definitely beautiful country up here.
Yeah, wonderful. Were you raised there, or did you move there for somewhere else?
Oh, no, I lived in Los Angeles for many years. I'm from the East Coast, but when I was 9 years old, I moved to Los Angeles with my mom and was there up until 2009, so I'm pretty much
oh, I see. Okay. And then you just decided you're going to leave the big city and go somewhere a little more closer to nature.
Yes, and we'll see, you know, where I end up and how long I last. It's a little bit remote up here, but I do have to say, as the nation is frying out there, we have mm-hmm. beautiful, beautiful weather up here.
Wow. And how did you decide on Sonoma, out of all places? Had you been there before?
Well, actually, my mother had moved up here, I think, about a year before.
Mm.
And due to the economic crash that happened in 2008, I had been working as a sales rep for oil distributor, which I really didn't want to do.
Mm.
But it was something that I, you know, it was an opportunity that came along, and I needed a job. And it just so happened that, you know, here I am working for an oil distributor. And then with the economic crash that happened and, all, you know, the result of it and, excuse me, a couple of other issues, I just thought, you know what, I'm going to go to a completely new place. I'm going to be closer to my mom and start over. So that's pretty much what I did.
Amazing. Amazing.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you enjoy it there. I mean, it sounds pretty cool
Thank
to
you.
Me. Yeah, I hope eventually to move to a smaller town also, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes the big city is just a little too much. But Kimberly, let's get to the reason you're calling. It's a couple things, right? You have a book and also you have a cause that you are part of.
Yes.
Okay, so...
Go ahead.
Let's start with the... what do you want to start with, the book or the cause?
Well, let's start with the cause because, that, you know, I've talked to you a little bit about my books before, although I have a new one out, but
right.
the cause is something that I'm really working on fast and furiously right now, and it's actually called Rock the Slut Vote. and it's a direct result. I'm the spokeswoman,
uh-huh.
and Rock the Slut Vote was founded by Susan McMillan Emery, and she's just a woman who noticed all of the legislation targeting women's rights and was getting upset about it, and the final straw was the nine-hour rant from Rush Limbaugh calling Sandra Fluke a slut and a prostitute because she wanted birth control to be covered on her insurance plan.
Right.
Hmm. And so, obviously, a lot of women in this country were very angry about, you know, not only what Rush Limbaugh said, but, our rights are at stake here. And it's so many different things are on the table. We're talking about equal pay. We're talking about reproductive rights, birth control, funding for Planned Parenthoods where you get preventative care. So, basically, what we've done is she started this in March of 2012 and found me as a result of the books that I've written and the stuff that I do.
Mm-hmm.
So together, we're working on trying to get the vote out and trying to get women to, you know, the one thing about this country is I think in 2008, about 56% of the people voted.
Wow.
And I think that's terrible.
It is.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. It's very low.
Terrible. And 20 million women in 2008 didn't vote.
Wow.
And so, you know, our goal is to engage people. You know, we take the word slut and we're using it as a leverage. It's the irony of it.
Right.
Obviously, we're not legitimate, actual sluts.
Right.
But we're saying, if Sandra Flick is a slut, then I'm a slut. If you want to call me a slut for, you know, taking birth control, then I'm a slut. That's the kind of, you know,
yeah.
No, I mean, we're looking at it.
Yeah. You know, I mean, I think even if you're politically opposed to what you said, I you know, Rush Limbaugh obviously went a little too far, but I personally think he's overrated and gets too much attention. But at the same time, I don't think very many people supported that kind of language.
Mm-hmm.
That he used,
no.
You know.
No, well, the thing about Rush Limbaugh, and I will always say this, is that, you know, John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, mm-hmm. listens to him. And, you know, I think Rush, there was just an article that came out recently that said that, you know, he has Rush Babes for America, which is the direct, it's a Facebook page, and it's a direct result of all the slut pages that have come after his rant.
Mm.
And so I think, you know, when he opened up his page, it was like 50,000 likes on it. Well, it's come to light that it was, you know, there all these likes are coming from India.
Mm. Really? People like him there, huh?
So obviously
so it's like he's paying for
fake.
His listeners and
yeah.
paying for his, you know, for his audience. So do I really think that there's this huge audience out there? I mean, obviously there are people who like mm-hmm. him and listen to him. But the scary thing are that politicians are taking cues from him. And so as much as he's overrated, as much as, you know, mm. I write a lot of articles about him, and I get a lot of comments from people saying, you know, oh, if you don't pay attention to him, he'll go away. Liberals paying attention to him or people who have, you know, sanity, who go on logic, who listen to him, they're never going to buy into what he says ever.
Mm.
But there is a group of people out there, including, you know, the Speaker of the House and politicians who are taking cues from what he said. And that's what's really scary. And so he does have a lot of power.
Right.
And that, you know, I think that, you know, our movement is not about Rush Limbaugh. He was the one that started it. And yeah, we like to pick on him because he's a big jerk. But it's not really about him.
Right.
It's about all this legislation that's happening.
Right. So this is concerned with the Obamacare and things like that, right? So I think in
a lot of it has to do with the, you know, like, for instance, I think it's in Kansas. If you walk into a pharmacy to fulfill your birth control prescription,
mm.
if the pharmacist has an issue with it, with their own morality of it, they can tell you no.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, that is bullshit.
It is. It's complete bullshit. And, you know, and it's basically stemming from this Christian thing where, you know, Christianity,
mm-hmm.
it's not actual Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea of using this as a religious freedom against women. There's also, you know, for instance, like, every single Senate Republican blocked the Fair Pay Act, which means if a woman is making less money than her male counterpart, she is now unable to basically sue the employer for this.
What?
So, you know, it's hitting women at, you know, I mean, there's so many reproductive, you know, when it comes to abortion, there's all these different, I mean, there's over 1,000 pieces of legislation
mm.
about abortion.
Wow.
And you know, people saying that your life begins at menstruation, or, you know, life begins just after menstruation.
Mm. Okay.
This is in Arizona.
Well, it's opinions, you know,
wow.
obviously. But, yeah, you never know. I mean, we don't really know that. So, you know, I mean, it's a very controversial issue, obviously, and stuff. But I think the point of getting women out to vote is important because, you know, there's so much legislation that involves women that they've
mm-hmm.
got, you know, they've got to get their voice out there. And if they want to be part of the decisions.
Exactly. Well, here's the
right.
thing, too. It's like, we can't really be bitching about issues and whatnot if we're not even voting.
Right.
Exactly.
So,
and, I mean, like I said, I'm going to say it again. In 2008, 20 million women didn't vote. And that's just a crime. And so the lovely thing that we offer on our website, which is waronwomen.com or rockthesletvote.com,
mm-hmm.
There's a place where you can register to vote. And we make it really easy if you'd like to contact any of your local congresspeople. We have it all set up to where you just click on links, and it's really fast. But you can register to vote on our site. Mm-hmm. And you can also, on our site, you can just register where you live. And then it'll, you know, you'll show up on our world map, because we've got, I think it's like over 30 countries in the entire world have registered on our site to show support.
Wow.
So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Great.
What is the website?
It's waronwomen.com.
Okay.
W-A-R, War on Women. And then we also have a Facebook page that's growing pretty quickly. We're almost at 10,000 right now. We'd love to get there by the end of the day. But, you know, on Facebook, we offer, you know, whether it's articles on what's happening, or, you know, I have some blogs up there that I either collect from other people. So far, it's only been women, but we would love a man. You know, just on whatever it is that you know, the war on women, stuff like that. But what I'm doing is I started making weekly posts on where you can donate your time in swing states. And what's lovely about that nowadays, that everything is, you know, kind of online, and cell phones and phones can, you know, call all over the United States toll free. There's options on these sites where you can just call right now. You'll get a list of numbers. So, like, for instance, Virginia could be a determining factor in this election, especially for women. So you can, you know, go to that, like, Virginia Democratic website, and you can just click on the link and start getting numbers to call people in Virginia and encourage them, you know, to vote. It's Democratic, but still, it's encouraging them to vote.
Right. Now, I mean, you know, by taking political sides here, aren't you alienating, like, say, the Republican women? For example, I mean, because obviously, you know, war on women, I think, is like, when you talk about it, it's generally against all women. But yet, you know, the Republicans here, I mean, you're taking a leftist side with all this. And I think a lot of people on the right might actually find this offensive.
Well, actually, there are a lot of people on the right that do find it offensive, including some people on the left, especially with the name slut. You know, and basically, you can't please all the people all the time.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The Republican conservative women, not all of them, but a very large majority of them, say there is no war on women. They absolutely won't even acknowledge that it's happening.
Mm.
So we didn't have them in the first place, although I will say that there are some conservative women who have jumped on board with us. You know, I mean, definitely when you take on the word slut, it's something that, you know, you're going to get a lot of criticism for, and we have.
Right.
What I find interesting is that people take it literally.
Yeah.
And I think that's just ridiculous. But, you know, I mean, the woman who started, Susan, who started this movement, is a married woman. She's in her 50s. The last person in the world you would ever call a slut, and one of the most sweetest and you know, most thoughtful women I've ever met in my life, you know, but she's just so entirely angry. So yeah, we do alienate some people, including people on the left, but overall, you know, there's a lot of women out there that are fed up in, you know, and you can take this just beyond any kind of you know, left or right thing. Women have it hard a lot of the time. We have to fight and struggle for things that come easily to men.
Mm.
And we're just trying to equal out the playing field. It's not that we hate men or that we want to take anything away from them. We just want to make it so it's more equal.
Right, yeah. Well, you know, I mean, equal is equal, but, you know, I mean, the thing is that women are different from men, and men are different from women, and so forth. So, but I see what you mean, you know, about rights and stuff. I think that's the bottom line.
Well, with pay, you know,
yeah,
just because men and women are different doesn't mean that women should accept 77 cents on the dollar.
No, absolutely.
Men are, you know.
That I agree with you. That I agree with you. But I don't know that it's necessarily a political thing. But, you know, at the same time, I think it is part of the war on women.
Well, it becomes,
I don't see,
political
the
when all of the Senate votes against it.
Mm.
So that makes it political right there.
Yeah, that's true. I guess I don't know enough about this particular issue, but I'll take your word for it. Okay. Everybody go to waronwomen.com And there's Rock the Slut Vote here. And, yeah, there's links to Facebook.
Yeah,
links to Facebook and Twitter and stuff. And then I see, okay, also here you can submit your information, your email and stuff, and enlist. And
we also have products. I mean, if you want to go as far as to get T-shirts or bumper stickers, we have all these different slogans, you know, all the way from, you know, the war on women to Rush Limbaugh thinks I'm a slut, which I just is my favorite. but, you know, I mean, we have, you know, we have tote bags and bumper stickers and some fun stuff, too.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. And this is fun also. It says, you know, you might be a slut if you're, you know, and then there's a whole list.
Right.
And, yeah, so, and then it actually tells you, am I a slut or not, after you check all the right things.
Yeah, it's fun to take the little quiz.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, that's great. Now, I also wanted to bring up real quick your book, The Virgin Diaries, right?
Yes, well, The Virgin Diaries is I was on your show a couple of years ago talking about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody remembers. I don't even remember, so why don't we cover it real quick? So
well,
apparently,
I've got two books, so I'll go over both of them. And The Virgin Diaries is, I like to call my books a reality book because I just get stories from everyday, well, in Virgin Diaries, it's everyday men and women.
Mm.
And so they just gave their story of the first time they had sex, and the focus is emotional.
Right.
It's not titillating. It's not erotica. It's it was actually created for virgins. So, you know, I definitely had teens in mind when this book was being put together, although there are adult virgins.
Right.
But, you know, I've kind of taken an extra step with the Virgin Diaries. Now I have the Virgin Diaries blog where I like to get teenagers who have read the book to write blog posts and articles about, you know, just whatever they want to write about sex in America.
Right.
And it's really fascinating because they're so eloquent and they have so much to say. And I have a story, an article from a girl named Grace, who I think is 13 or 14 years old. And she's an amazing, I mean, when you read what she writes, and you didn't know how old she was, you'd think she was 30.
Wow.
But just what an eloquent young woman. And she believes, she wants to save herself for marriage.
Mm.
And she read The Virgin Diaries, and she thought it was a wonderful book, and she just, you know, gives her take on sex in this country. And so I'm thinking that, you know, eventually I've kind of put it on the shelf right now because I'm focusing on the war on women, but
right.
I would love to be able to get a very big collection of articles and stuff from teens and parents and stuff and assemble them for a book.
Mm-hmm.
But The Virgin Diaries is doing well. It's the kind of book that will never, you know, lose any it's not like it'll be outdated because
right,
everybody,
exactly.
You know, there's always going to be virgins.
Right.
And then I also did another book titled Ain't No Sunshine, Men Reveal the Pain of Heartbreak. In that book, I interviewed men only, and they're all anonymous, and they talked about what it feels like to deal with a broken heart. So whether it's getting divorced, getting dumped, you know, if their loved one dies, whatever it is, it's just totally fascinating because, you know, the anonymity allowed these men to really be honest and go into great detail about what they do go through. And this was all from a conversation I had with a friend of mine who was saying, you know, women think men have it so much easier when it comes to these kinds of things.
Right.
But I think they actually have a harder time with it.
Mm.
And she said, that's what your next book should be.
Yeah.
So I thought, you know, that's so interesting. And you know, as I collected these stories, I did come to the conclusion that, yes, men do have a more difficult time because women in this society are encouraged to talk about their feelings and, you know, we'll call our girlfriends and vent. And men have to keep, you know, they don't have that luxury. They're called weak or gay or whatever for expressing emotion.
Right.
And so they feel that they need to suffer in silence. And as a result, you know, it's really amazing what they go through. So
yeah.
That's the second book.
That's true. That's why I'm not reading 50 Shades of Grey because of
I'm reading it and I think it's amazing.
I don't want to admit that I have feelings, you know. At any rate, where can people find the books?
You can find our books at I do them with my mom, Ann Werner, but it's Stories. That's ARKstories.com.
Right.
And all the books are listed. We also have two thrillers that my mother wrote, and her newest one is called Crazy, and it's really good. But ARKstories.com.
Nice. Now I remember a little bit about you writing the book with your mom. Now I remember it.
Yes.
Yeah, clearly. So that was good. I think, actually, didn't we talk to her also the last time you were on?
No, I was the only one.
You were the only one, right?
Yeah.
But that's okay. We stayed in touch and stuff all these years, so that's cool.
Yeah.
Kimberly, thank you so much. Everybody go to Rock. Repeat that for me again. Rock the Slut
Vote.
Well,
for Facebook, you just look it up on Rock the Slut Vote.
Okay.
And the main website is waronwomen.com.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Okay. I've got so many things open here, I can't even keep track of it. Okay, Kimberly Johnson, thank you so much for your time and all the fascinating information here. And I'm sure this is going to get more women to go out there and actually make their voice matter.
I hope so. And I'm going to end on, for those who say, you know, my vote doesn't count, my whole answer to you is, vote anyway.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. All right, Kimberly, thank you so much, and
all the best
to you. Sure.
Bye-bye.
So I just felt an earthquake. Did you?
You felt an earthquake?
Didn't you just feel that?
No.
It was really small.
Really?
Yeah, but I'm on the earthquake map right now, trying to figure out where it was.
I know. We have earthquakes all the friggin' time.
Yeah, but you know. It was... You looked at me, and you were like... I thought it was the parking garage, but it wasn't.
No, I didn't look at you. You looked at me, and I thought, you know.
You didn't feel the whole thing just shake?
No.
Yeah.
But you know what? Sometimes the floor here does shake when people walk, you know, so you never know.
Well, I just found one. It's like Cobb, California. I don't know where that is, but it just happened. It was a 2.6.
Really?
That's really minimal, but whatever. Anyway,
yeah, that's
I felt
probably
it.
Not. Yeah.
Not
well,
a big deal.
If you felt it, you felt it.
I felt it, and it's fine. And that's way up north, so that can't be it. Whatever.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows? Maybe it's not on here.
I know. You know, we used to have this woman who would call into the show all the time, and she would predict earthquakes and things like that, you know. So, but half the times I think they're wrong, so, you know, you never know.
What's interesting is that guy that we had on the show about predicting earthquakes, mm-hmm. and he thought it was going to be over here,
mm-hmm.
but it was Italy. But
yeah.
Remember he predicted it was going to be like a big earthquake, and mm-hmm. it was actually the Italy one.
You think so?
I mean, he just misdirected where, but he said this Sunday mm-hmm. there's going to be an earthquake, and then bam, it was Italy Sunday. But he thought it was.
Remember that? No, I didn't remember that.
Yeah, because he wrote me about it the next day.
Oh, okay,
he was like,
that's why.
And I was like, damn. I mean, he predicted it, but he didn't predict exactly where, but
yeah,
whatever.
I know.
But, I mean, it's got to be really hard, but I mean,
I know.
Interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how people can predict things like this, but generally I don't buy into that, as you know.
Yes, so, I know.
Yeah.
Yes, I do.
And, you know, I mean, I've been reading a book on magic and stuff, you know. And
really?
Yeah. It's called Fooling Houdini, I think, or something like that. Yeah.
Hmm.
Sometimes I don't even remember the name of the book I'm reading, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But at any rate, this guy did, like, you know, went around the country and did research on magic and magicians and stuff like that. He wanted to learn how to be good and all that. So he went to competitions and he didn't do very well and stuff. But, you know, but he did like research on mentalists and psychics and things
That's
like that.
Cool.
And, you know, he found that he could do the same thing that psychics do. You know, I mean, it's very simple. And, you know, sometimes you hit. In fact, they tell them, you know, you don't want to have 100% hits to be right all the time, because then people suspect it, you know. So it's like 80% of the time, you know. But
what do you mean? Like, I'd rather be
like,
right all the time.
No, but what?
I'd rather have someone be right all the time.
Yeah, but then people suspect that something's wrong, you know, that
no.
maybe it's a trick or something. Well, you know, I don't
mm-hmm.
know. Other people do. I'm not saying you do, but other people do. So I don't know, but if it works for you, look, I think the bottom line is if you believe something and it helps you, then that's all matters.
Mm-hmm.
All that matters, you know.
No, I hear you.
even if you don't want to admit you're being fooled by someone, you know.
I'd rather not be fooled and know everything.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So a couple of other items here.
Oh, yeah, the American Idol, or not, whatever that stupid show is. Is it American Idol?
Which one?
Where, like, everyone left. So, like, Randy
Jackson's
gone.
Yeah, American Idol, right. I don't know if Randy left yet.
They said they confirmed it over the weekend, I think.
Really? That Randy left? Because they were saying something that he's talking about, that he was saying something about the people that left. Let me see where it is. I saw it here.
I heard on the radio this morning they were saying that he left, too. But I don't know if it's...
Yeah.
True or not.
No, I don't know. Now that item disappeared. But I know that for sure. Well, maybe he will too, you know. But I think the bottom line is.
Which is weird. I wonder why they're all leaving the show. There's got to be. I mean, it's got to be money.
Yeah. Well, maybe they're asking them too. Although it's hard to imagine that they would ask them. But I guess the ratings have been, you know, have tanked and stuff. So they're trying to figure out new ways.
It's been on for so long.
It is. Like 12 years or something.
No one gives a shit anymore.
I know. Yeah. There's other newer shows that people like and stuff. So. I don't know, but I guess Aretha Franklin expressed interest in doing this. I mean, can you imagine?
Mm-hmm.
She's too old for this shit, man. I mean, you know, these are like young singers, you know?
Yeah. They were talking, they were talking about having Mariah Carey come on.
Mm.
So she's rumored, apparently, to do it. It'd be cool, like, and they were saying it would be cool if it was her and Babyface. That would actually be amazing.
You think so?
Yeah, it'd be really neat.
Yeah.
But, I mean, who knows? Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know if they were kicked out of the show or whatever happened there, but.
Well, Aerosmith said he wanted to leave because he's doing another album or something.
Yeah, they're doing another album. Yeah. And Jennifer Lopez probably wants to get back into singing and stuff.
Probably.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But they're saying that. So here, I mean, at least here, it doesn't say that Randy is leaving yet, you know, so.
Okay.
I don't know what that is about, but I've heard a rumor. I mean, at this point, he'll probably want to leave, too. You know, he'd feel ridiculous.
Oh, it says, well, now Randy Jackson says he might be leaving, too. This was 2 days ago.
Mm.
So he hasn't decided yet, but he's thinking about possibly leaving. But it's not confirmed. He didn't confirm yet.
Yeah.
That was on the Rush Report in E! Online.
Mm. I can't imagine how well it would go with three new judges, you know?
Yeah, you know what?
Lose any like, continuity.
Here's the thing. I think they're just trying to shake up the press a little bit. I don't think he's leaving. I think they're just trying to make it seem like it so they get more attention on the show.
Yeah, that's true. And that will bring them attention for sure.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Well, so check this out. I guess Hillary Clinton flew to Egypt, right? To sort of like, you know, after their elections and everything, to show support. So I guess the protesters there were not happy with her being there, so they started pelting her motorcade with tomatoes and shoes.
What?
And shouting, Monica, Monica.
Oh, my God. That's really funny.
Can you imagine? Can you freaking imagine? I mean, it's funny in a way, but it's, like, so insulting to our country for people to do this, you know? I mean, she represents the United States, you know?
Right.
To throw tomatoes and shoes at them, it's like doing it to us. You know?
Yeah, but look who she is.
Yeah, but what do you mean who she is? She's our Secretary of State.
Oh, I mean, never mind.
Yeah, who were you thinking? Something
totally different.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. You know who I'm talking about, right?
Yes.
Hillary Clinton.
I heard something totally different.
Did you?
Yeah. You said Monica.
That they shouted Monica.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
To remind her of Monica Lewinsky.
Yeah, it's really fucked up. Oh, man.
I know. These people are cruel,
man. Well, then again, they're trying to see reactions from her, so.
I don't know. How are they going to get reaction when she's in the car, you know?
That's true.
But,
I don't know.
Yeah, but that's, I mean, that's shameful, you know? You would at least expect the government or some kind of spokesperson to apologize for it.
But, you would think, but then again, it's just people.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, you know, but I mean, she could have. You know, I mean, she was a candidate for the presidency.
Right.
I mean, it's not just somebody that off the street.
Right.
You know.
Right.
So I feel bad for her, man. That sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's see. The box office. Ice Age won this year. This week. They rolled in $46 million.
So I wanted to see that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Have you seen the previous ones?
I haven't. But
never seen any of them.
No.
Huh? Wow, they're pretty good. Let me tell you, they're funny.
Are they?
Yeah, they're good. I mean, there's a reason why there's a fourth one, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And it's pretty funny. Yeah, there's some funny characters there. I don't know if I'll go see it at the theater. You know, I mean, I did.
I think
when
I'll wait for it.
When
yeah.
my kids were younger, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, which reminds me, you know what movie we saw over the weekend is Midnight in Paris.
Was that good?
Have you seen it?
No.
Oh, what a movie.
Really?
And you know what? I mean, I was like, you know, I mean, I got it because I thought, you know, Paris, everything, it would be cool, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I realized I never watched a Woody Allen movie. You know, I just never liked him, I guess, because
no,
of
not
the
many hat,
the
you.
Thing with his with the stepdaughter and all mm-hmm. that stuff. You know, a lot of people felt alienated
yeah,
by
it's
that.
Yeah, weird.
But at the same time, I think it was a great movie. I mean, Owen Wilson plays Woody Allen. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, he doesn't really, but he's just like him. I mean, he plays that character of Woody Allen so well.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, so I don't want to give away the plot, you know, because there's like a twist or two in the plot and stuff. But I got to tell you, if you get a chance, you should see it, you know. And if I'm telling you that it's good, and I don't usually watch movies like that, then it is good,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Well, so, I trust you, and yeah. I'm looking for new movies. So I'm trying to think of what I saw. Ted.
Did you see Ted?
Yes.
Oh.
It was
yeah.
so freaking good.
Is it good?
Oh, my God.
It's funny.
It's hilarious.
And really? Because yeah, I'm not buying it. In other words, the trailer doesn't really do it for me. You know?
Really? Okay,
yeah.
You got to watch it.
But a lot
so
of people
funny.
Said it's very funny.
The teddy
yeah.
bear's like fucking women.
Yeah.
And you're like, where? And then he talks about his like his penis. And you're like, teddy bears have a penis? What? And then I have to look at it like, well, where does it come from? You know, it's just so funny. I mean,
yeah.
he's just so foul. And I forget the quotes that are coming from the movie. People are quoting it already. I mean,
really?
It's very, the teddy bear is very dirty.
Yeah.
Dirty teddy bear. Bad teddy bear. It's hilarious.
Yeah.
And it's Mila Kunis that's in it. She's great.
Yeah.
You know, it's a good cast.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
You should definitely see it. It's hilarious. I mean, it's the creator of Family Guy.
Yeah.
So.
I just read up on her. I didn't realize she started in the That 70s Show,
yeah.
right?
Yeah, yeah, I love her.
I didn't realize because I never watched that
yeah.
show and stuff. But yeah, she's pretty cool. She's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, another movie we watched was In Time. Did I tell you about that
no.
one with Justin Timberlake? And Mila,
he's a good actor.
Yeah, it's not Mila Kunis, actually. I forget the name of the actress that's in it. But, yeah, it's a great movie where, you know, people don't, instead of money, they use time. In other words, you get to live only till you're 25. And if you want to live beyond that, you have to earn more time. So you can, you know, so you can either steal it from people or earn it or something like that.
I've heard about this, actually.
Yeah. It's really good. You got to see it if you're looking for a good movie.
Is it new?
Yeah, it's
okay.
pretty new, yeah. It's on DVD now.
Yeah, someone was talking
and,
about it.
And the actress that was there, man, she's amazing. I don't know what her name is, but maybe we can look it up and see.
Yeah.
Let's see. In Time.
Because the other movie that Justin Timberlake is in with Mila Kunis, which is amazing, by the way, it's called Just Friends. Or Friends with Benefits.
Yes, Friends
and
with
that,
Benefits. And I couldn't even finish watching the
yeah.
movie. I'm sorry, you know, but
it is
wasn't
so
that
funny.
Great, you know?
yeah.
yeah.
All right.
So, let's see. Why isn't it bringing it up here? In Time. Okay, never mind. I guess it doesn't really matter. You guys can look it up and stuff. And then one more thing. So you think I should see Ted, huh?
Yes.
Before we move on, yeah.
Absolutely. I think it's
okay.
great.
I'll see it. I'll just wait for the DVD.
It's so good. I would say it's so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would really.
But now
do.
That I saw the Woody Allen movie, I'd like to go and see the new one, the
Got it.
To Rome with Love, you know. And that would probably be pretty cool too. I guess who's in it? Alec Baldwin and I don't know who else, but it sounds like a pretty good movie.
You would really love this other movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, I guess it is time to wrap up, so we'll just do that. Brigetta, thank you.
Oh,
have
is.
A great day as always. Yeah, thanks everybody for listening. What's that?
It just like flew.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm
I
like, I'm
did.
So out of it in a daze because
yeah.
I'm so tired. So I'm like, huh? What?
Yeah.
Huh?
Like, well, you better go and get some rest.
I'm such an idiot right now. I apologize.
All right, everyone. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.